Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, and chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. Timothy, my son, this charge I commit to you in accordance with the prophetic utterances which pointed to you, that inspired by them you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting conscience, certain persons have made shipwreck of their faith, among them Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme. I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Also that women should adorn themselves modestly and sensibly in seemly apparel, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly attire, but by good deeds as befits women who profess religion. Let a woman learn in silence with all submissiveness. I permit no woman to teach or to have authority over men. She is to keep silent. For Adam was formed first, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor. Yet woman will be saved through bearing children if she continues in faith and love and holiness with modesty. Today's Gospel is according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 37 through 44. At that time, as Jesus was now drawing near, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the multitude said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, "Would that even today you knew the things that make for peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you when your enemies will cast up a bank about you and surround you and hem you in on every side and dash you to the ground." On this day, the 27th of November, we commemorate James, the great martyr of Persia. This saint was from the city of Bithlaba and was of noble birth. He was the closest and most honored friend of Istigar, or Yazdegerd I, king of Persia. Though a Christian from his youth, James renounced Christ because he was allured by the king's friendship and flatteries. When his mother and his wife learned of this, they declared to him by letter that they would have nothing more to do with him, since he had preferred a glory that is temporal to the love of Christ. Wounded in soul by these words, and coming to himself, the saint wept over his error, and repudiated the worship of idols. Therefore, becoming exceedingly wroth, the king, this was Bahram, or Vaharan V, Istigar's son and successor, condemned him to a most bitter death, the likes of which not even a brute beast was ever condemned to. That is, his body was dismembered at every joint of his arms and legs, and so, when he had been cut asunder limb by limb to his very hips and shoulders, the courageous martyr was finally beheaded in the year 421. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website, at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.